And joining me now on XS Sport this morning, it's good morning to the coach of the Queenstown Crows Football Club, Toby Lutwich. Good morning, mate. How are you going?
G'day, Cameron. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Listen, you'd be fairly excited about your first game of the year, official game, the Gala Day that gets underway on Saturday. It's out of Wivenhoe.
That is correct, Cam. Look, we're pumped. We're excited. It's obviously been a long wait for the boys, the footy club. So, look, really looking forward to getting into it this Saturday. So, yeah, the wait's finally over.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, the sort of format of the Gala Day is that all teams are playing throughout the day at Wivenhoe. When are you guys playing?
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a concept that the DFA have brought in over the last few years. It obviously brings all the clubs in the association together for the day. So we're at the third game of the day at 3 p.m. So we're playing Caprona. So what they usually do is it goes off the ladder positions in the previous season. Now, obviously, because we didn't play last year, it's going off 2019. So we obviously finished third and Caprona finished fourth. So we're obviously playing them to start our season. So, yeah, looking forward to getting there. Obviously, it'd be good to have a good look at some of the other clubs as well, games before us and obviously the games after us, just to sort of see where all the clubs are at.
Yeah, well, I hope it's a good day weather-wise, that's for sure.
Well, from what I've seen, it's not looking great. Okay. It's pretty cold, it might be windy and wet, but to be honest with you, I don't really think the boys care. It's just about us getting out there and to have a game of football.
Do you like playing in the wet and muddy conditions?
I think everyone would prefer 20 degrees and night and blue sky and sunny. To be honest with you, it'll probably be really handy for us if we do have a bit of a windier type of day up there at Wivenhoe, because they're the types of conditions that might meet us later in the year, especially if we're playing finals, and that's the type of conditions you got to be used to playing in the wind at Wivenhoe. So, we're ready for anything. Our team selection doesn't really take anything like that into consideration. Mm-hmm. We're prepared and ready to go.
So you're up against Caprona. Do you know much about them this season?
I've got a pretty good handle on Caprona. They've got a young coach called Blake Miller, who's done a pretty good job sort of rebuilding their club. They've had a lot of blokes walk out before the start of 2019. Towards the end of 2019. And obviously they didn't go around, well, none of us went around last year. He's done a really good job getting a lot of younger blokes into their footy club. He's been pretty honest with where they're at. He knows they're in a bit of a rebuilding phase, but that doesn't worry us at all. You've got to be, we've got to be pretty cautious. They're going to be young. They're going to be full of excitement. They're going to take the game on. So we just got to make sure that we're ready for that on Saturday.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get to the team. I believe you've got four guys debuting this weekend.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. We've been able to add a few blokes to our list over the off season. Look, it's really good to see Alex Duke play his first game for the footy club. He obviously played juniors down here. But his first senior game for the footy club after coming back from Ulverston last year, he finished third in the senior best and fairest at the NWFL level, so he'll be a great inclusion for us. It's really good to have a bloke called Oliver Dexter play his first game. He works for the Queenstown, the Whitewater Rafting, so it's great to have him on board. He's just rocked up to train and he's a competitor. He'll be really handy for us throughout the ruck and through the back line. And then it's really, it's a pleasure to be able to give two young kids their first senior games of football. Young Luke Morgan's come on board. He's got an apprenticeship down on the West Coast now, so he's only 16 years old. He's dominated training all pre-season, played really well in our intra club a few weeks ago, and I'm really excited to see how he goes at senior level. I reckon he's just gonna slot in perfectly for us and just play a role. And then also young Mason Burke, he's come over from Rosebery. He's only 15 years old. And I suppose, it's an opportunity for him. He's one of our great, one of our really talented grade 10 footballers at school. But him being able to come up and play in that senior, in the senior competition will be a big challenge for him. But something that we back him in, because we wouldn't pick him if we didn't think he was up to it.
Sure.
So looking forward to seeing them two young kids make their senior debuts for us.
Well, it's all very exciting, mate. Of course, as we say, it's the first game of the season. Great to have it all back. And the four new guys making their debut, it should be a great day. Good luck over the weekend. And we'll try and get you. Well, obviously, I won't be around. But we'll make sure that we let everybody know the results and that sort of thing. And go Queenstown Crows.
Yeah, no, cheers, Skirvo. Good luck with your wedding next week.
Thank you.
Hopefully we have a good start to the season. And obviously put on a show for our supporters that can come up to Wivenhoe. And we obviously just appreciate all the support that we get from everyone on the West Coast. So looking forward to a to a big game this Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. That is Toby Lutwich, the coach of the Queenstown Crows, joining us this morning. It's part of the Gala Day. They're playing Caprona on Saturday, all out at Wivenhoe. The game gets underway at 3 p.m. Get out and support the local club there.